When it comes to making decisions about your cash flow, precision beats perception every time. Let's say that you've taken your car in for several repairs over the last couple of months. You might start assuming that you're going to need to replace that car soon. You start checking to see whether or not you've got enough cash. Should you try to get one of those 0% finance deals or use my cash? Now, perception is the way that your money feels at any given time. Like right after the mechanic tells you that your automatic transmission is leaking antifreeze, causing a rupture in the rack and pinion suspension system, indicating that you're going to have your headlights rotated and your airbags balanced, blah, 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 $958. Ugh. That's how you feel about your money, your car, and your mechanic all at the same time. I can recall a time when I had three kids in college. Yes, at the same time. I was taking cars to the mechanic so often, he was giving me frequent flyer miles. I didn't like it one bit. But when I compared the $105 for a new battery installed, $195 for a new water pump, $395 for new struts, I came up with less money than two or three car payments for one new car. So don't let perception drive you to spend more money than you need or want to spend. Yeah, but I can hear somebody ask, but do I really want to spend several hundred dollars on an old car? At least when I spend more money, I'm spending it on a new car. Yeah, a new car that will one day be worth zero. So don't fall prey to the idea that spending more money on a newer car is always a financially better deal. Either one is an expense that you will never recoup. Now, that does not make new cars a bad deal or old cars a good deal. It just means that both are expenses, so regard them both as such. Here is precision. Add up all the car repairs that you've had in the last 3 or 4 years. Group them by years. Do you see much of an upward trend? Well, take your most expensive year, compare that to the cost of monthly car payments on a new car. The difference is what the new car will likely cost you over and above what you spend right now. So is it worth it to you to part forever with that money? If the answer is yes, then go shopping with a smile on your face and a skip in your step. Either way, at least you'll be dealing with precision and not just perception. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.